41. We've got clouds and 60 degrees. And I was talking earlier, 52 days and counting till Labor Day weekend. And I know the summer's moving along because 4-H Achievement Days are here. And I've got Lacey and Rhonda in to talk to me more about it. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for stopping in. I always like talking about this because it's a big day for you guys over there. Tell me about this.
It is. It's the day that we wait all year for. So,
right.
Everything that the kids have worked so hard all year gets to be showcased, and they're going to be judged for our achievement days with their static and livestock. So I guess we could do a little education on what that is if people aren't in 4-H. So the static projects are like your food and nutrition, so your cooking, your baking, those other different projects. And then obviously livestock, those are showing of the animals. So that's the part I get to be in charge of.
All right. 4-H is so great because it's kind of like a training ground for life. I mean, you guys kind of touch all the bases.
Yeah, we're definitely teaching those life skills. And throughout the year, each of the kids are doing a different project areas. And then they'll exhibit within those project areas, exhibit different things. And that's what the whole year is about here this
Fantastic.
Coming weekend.
Fantastic. So. Rhonda, step up. So what have they got you doing here?
Well, I'm in charge of the static exhibits, and then I help Lacey with the livestock. But as Lacey mentioned, the statics, it's just a lot of different project areas. So whatever sparks the interest for the kids, it can be anywhere from science, STEM related.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, as Lacey mentioned, food and nutrition. It could be civic engagement, personal leadership. We have fiber arts, so it could be with crocheting. It could be quilting. It's we have so many different project areas. We have horticulture, crop and science. We have pets. So we've
no
had,
kidding.
Yes, we've had people bring their cats in. We've had people bring rabbits in. They've talked about different, how to take care of their pets,
mm-hmm.
how to get them socially engaged. They might make something for their pets, like a cat toy. We had one individual make a... we also have something called environment, so they can use recyclables.
Nice.
So, you know those older, smaller TVs, like those 13-inch
right,
that
right,
had
right.
the little CD player underneath?
Yeah.
We had one person take that and make it into a cat house. So it's whatever
that.
They're imagining. We had different people make... I saw... At one thing, they did like some macrame and made plant hangers. They've made just like different home decor environments. So they might, we've had someone remodel a bathroom. So they went through and talked about, you know, the cost of a different vanity.
Mm-hmm.
They did some painting in there, some flooring. It really, the kids just amaze me every year.
I was going to ask, I mean, there's got to be projects. You've been doing this well. Projects that come in, you go, wow.
Yes.
So are they just kind of given free rein with this? And it's like, you know, or is there any kind of criteria they have to follow?
Well, they sign up for a project area.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal is, as Lacey mentioned, they work on it throughout the year. So they do different, it depends on what the project area is. So like pets could be one.
Mm-hmm.
So my daughter will love it that I'm talking about her, but she's a graduated 4-H person. She's aged out.
All right.
So we have pets at home. So one of the things she did is she, for community service, she had her club make pet toys or cat toys. And then we brought them to the, Humane Society, and she got to deliver her cat toys and watch the cats play with them and that. She did that as a demonstration at Communication Arts, so she showed how to make a cat toy, a DIY. It was just using some socks we have at home and, you know, decorate them, put in some feathers on them, put some bells on them, you know, because cats love noises.
Right.
Or some crinkle fabric in there, make that. And then, so that, like I said, she did that as a demonstration. She brought that to the club, showed the kids in her club how to make that, and everyone in the club did that. So that was a community service project. Just, you know, she was under the pet, so that was a lot of different things she could do that. We have kids that at the club meetings, one of the big things they do is they like to make cards for the different holidays and then send them to the residents at the senior centers or the assisted living. So we do a lot of community service projects. We've done cleanups for the Parks and Rec. We've done mulching at the different trees for the fruit trees.
Yeah.
I know Winemere, they've helped clean up that rock garden. We did out at Morton Pond one year, we did all the clubs together who were able to come. They went and put sand underneath those shelters in there.
Sure.
So it's really it what interests the kids and what they want to learn about. We've had a lot of people do civic engagement and leadership, like career exploration, which is really nice for older kids to kind of see what careers they would be interested in.
You cover all the bases.
Yes, we do.
This is incredible.
Yeah. And it's the Achievement Day is just a way for the kids to show off what they've done and accomplished for the year.
Mm-hmm.
It is also with our Achievement Days, they do interview judging. So they're judged not only on the project they completed, but also how they interact and the questions
How they present.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes. So I was just in Barnes County last night and did statics there, did something called Project Expo where they have a poster board.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of different projects. Someone had he called them raising ninjas. It was about chickens. yes, we had someone talk about backpacking in Montana. It was just one of the girls did a presentation on Hawaii.
Nice.
So it's just whatever they're interested in. One did the St. Louis Arch, and she had like a 3D model that she made that was just amazing. So no matter what county we go in, the kids are just amazing with what they work on and accomplish.
Well, definitely worth checking out. And this is Friday, folks, 5:30 till 6:30, Hankinson Community Center, and then Saturday at the Bag Bonanza Farm with the livestock, and that starts at 9.
Yeah, so our livestock show is at the Bag Bonanza Farm Arena. We're going to have all kinds of livestock. We've got cattle, sheep, goats, and swine. And then we're also going to do our rabbit and poultry. And then we have one horse. So we're building it back up, but we're really excited for that too. So, yeah, the static exhibit public viewing is going to be at the Hankinson Community Center. So a little different the last couple of years. We're trying to move it around in our community.
Yeah,
so
kind of,
yeah, try to spark some interest. So that public viewing, again, is from 5:30 to 6:30. So just come on over to the community center and walk around, take a look at all the projects. We'll be the kids are awarded ribbons, and then we'll pick our grand and reserve champions too. So it's kind of nice to see what the best projects are,
without a doubt.
Yeah. So
all right, Lacey and Rhonda, I wish we had more time, but thank you so much for stopping in, and congrats on what's sure to be another great 4-H Achievement Days.
Yes, well, thank you for having us. And, yeah, if anybody has any questions, just call our office.
So. Sounds good. Stop back, give me an update. Let me know how things went. Will you do that?
Well, sounds good. Thanks again for having us.
You bet. It's 850 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
If you repeat the incorrect remarks of a member of Congress and add some slightly questionable remarks of your own, can you be found guilty of libel? That was the question in the case of the bouncing blackball. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law. Kirk Benson was a pretty important man in West Miami, Orange County, and West Miami was a pretty important city. Kirk did a lot of work for charitable groups, helped raise money, brought in some entertainers for long-term hospital patients, and organized reading tutors for young people. Everyone began saying that Kirk would be a good mayor. Kirk agreed. To test the waters, Kirk thought he should join the West Miami Civic League. This league studied political and community issues and reported its findings to the public. It took no sides officially, but some of the members held some very strong personal opinions. They were very hot about unions, welfare families, and school reading lists. Kirk felt that membership in the league might help him understand some of the issues better, so he filed his application. To his surprise and shock, he was rejected. Kirk was furious. He'd never been blackballed before in his life. He knew his record was excellent and felt there must be some sinister reason for their unfair action. He got a journalist friend to do a little quiet checking. The friend reported that some league members were so far to the right that one congressman claimed the group was dominated by neo-fascists. Kirk wrote an angry pamphlet about the league. He repeated the congressman's opinion and added that these members were like the thugs who supported Adolf Hitler during World War II. The pamphlet got a lot of circulation and was widely quoted in newspapers and on the air. It wasn't long before a man shoved a folded document into Kirk's hand. Kirk said, "What's this?" The man replied, "You're being sued for libel. That's what it is." In court, the league's attorney said, "This pamphlet of Kirk's is full of false statements. What he says is untrue, and it exposes the people mentioned to hatred, contempt, and ridicule. During this trial, Kirk has not been able to prove that they are truly fascists. They have been seriously injured personally. Therefore, Kirk must pay damages." Kirk's attorney said, "Not at all. Kirk repeated what a congressman told Congress about them. The law permits him to make fair comment on such matters in the interest of public opinion." What did the court decide about the bouncing black ball? We'll find out after this.
Why is it that one trip out in the summer and every bug on the planet ends up on the front of your vehicle? Kind of makes you mad, doesn't it? I know. Hey, if it's time for your summer bug scrub, then wheel it on into All Seasons Car Wash. Choose from the self-serve bays or the automatic car wash. Oh, and don't forget about the handy vending machines that can spit out exactly what you're looking for to deep clean the inside of your vehicle. And that's after you take a high-powered vacuum to the floorboards. Oh, and under the seats. Get your summer bug scrub now at All Seasons Car Wash, your locally owned car wash in West Wahpeton.
If you repeat the incorrect remarks of a congressman and add some questionable remarks of your own, can you be found guilty of libel? Yes, said a federal appeals court. No one has a right to repeat a libelous statement by a congressman who may be himself immune. The only exception is where the statements are accurate and fair and made without malice. Otherwise, calling a person or a group fascist is libel. Kirk must pay damages. It's a point of law.
Am I supposed to sing happy birthday to you every time it's your birthday?
Oh, well, happy birthday to you.
All right, fine. This is it.